Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Dickleberry, and tonight on the line we have a very vibrant young teenager by the name of Maddie Ray, singer, songwriter, and a YouTube TV personality. Are you on the show on the line tonight, ma'am?
I am. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. It's our pleasure. I just finished watching one of your episodes on YouTube.
Awesome.
Very impressive. And so how was your day today?
My day was good. It went well. I had school today, but it was all good.
Okay. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and how did the Maddie Ray Show come about? But you could speak up just a little bit so I can hear you better.
Okay, yeah. Well, I got started when I was about 12 years old. My parents are pastors of Church of Joy in Waukegan, Illinois, Pastor Luis and Trisha Reyes. And when I was about 12 years old, my dad just kind of, you know, saw something in me to just be able to, you know, just have a show and everything like that. But how it really started, we do a lot for kids at our ministry, and we would always have a big program for children, and we wanted to be able to show that in the Chicagoland area of all that we're doing with kids, to show that to others. So we wanted to have a show, but we wanted someone to host it. So one day, my dad heard me praying, and he really just noticed my voice was very kid-friendly and decided to have me as the host. So the show went through several different phases and everything, and then we winded up at the Maddie Ray Show, where it became almost like a reality TV show. It had a lot of green screen effects with cartoons. There were things where I was at school, he would record me at school, and different things like that. So that's kind of how I got started with the Maddie Ray Show when I was about 12 years old is when it started.
Wow, that is very, very interesting. As I said earlier, I was actually finishing watching your episode one right before this show, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, she's a very talented teenager. So tell us a little bit more about the concept of the show.
Yeah, well, when we finally got to the point when it was going to be the Maddie Ray Show, it was really just we wanted it to be a show for, you know, for kids and for, like, preteens. So in the show, there was a lot of music videos. That's kind of actually how I got started with my music that I do mostly now. We would do music videos. I would do different dances. We would have different, like, cartoon characters that we actually made and did on green screen. So we added different parts to it so that way it could relate to kids, and so kids could have something that was Christian that, you know, that they would be excited to watch, that would get them excited about Jesus. When I first started doing it, we would have at times crafts and different things to show the kids, but through the entire show, there is a main point and a scripture that we put in there where it's really just the lesson and kind of the moral of the entire show, the moral of the story that really always led them to Christ at the end, doing a salvation prayer that really just kind of helped them in their walk with God.
That's really great. Now, you just finished your third album entitled Overflow.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
Well, when I started doing music through the show, I kind of started doing a little bit of that through music videos. But then I started to get into it more, where I started writing music and actually producing albums. And this recent album that I did, Overflow, I did that over the summer. And it was really a big thing for me, because I helped write all of the songs that were on there. I helped give my creative thoughts for the production side of it and the beat making and everything like that. And I really wanted the album to just be about how young people need to go after God. They need to let all the passion that they have inside of them just be for Jesus and let it overflow out of their lives through praise and worship, through loving God, through serving Him, and really just being unashamed about that. Because I know at times Christian artists, or especially like hip-hop artists or, you know, pop artists, they tend to at times, you know, try to say how cool it is to be a Christian. But what I really wanted to get out is where, you know, we don't need to always just talk about how cool you can be or, you know, water it down, but really tell them that you need to be bold about your Christianity, be bold about loving God. And being that I'm 17 years old, I know that that's something that I try to do in my life, is to really just be bold about what I believe in and to really just go after God. And something that I have always lived with my entire life, my dad told me when I was younger, that the greatest testimony that you can have is someone who has stayed in the church and who has never walked away from God. And at times when we're in the church, we'll hear testimonies of people that say, you know, I grew up in the church, but then when I was 18, I left, I went out in the world, and I did all of this stuff, but then God saved me and I'm back. And those are great testimonies, but I believe that young people that grow up in the church should stay in the church. And that they should not walk away from God, but that they should continue to pursue Jesus and to go after Him. And that's the message that I really want to get across to young people through my music, through my ministry, through everything that I do. And I wanted to actually share a quick verse that I really based my album off of, and that I just base, you know, the whole concept of the greatest testimony. And in Psalms 27, verse 4, it says that one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. And I think it's just a really powerful verse, because it just talks about how we should always want to dwell in the house of the Lord and just really pursue God all the days of our life and never walk away from Him.
I am just speechless, actually. I'm so speechless because you articulate so very well. I was about to ask you, how old are you? But you threw that in there, so that's great. I know that you're 17. But you're such a joy to listen to and to and to know your purpose and your pursuit of God is so wonderful. So I pretty much lost my train of thought. I was just in such amaze to listen to you speak. I was about to ask, let me gather myself, but I was going to ask, how does your friends take you, not take you, but how do they see you when, you know, like when you're at school? Is it hard for you to remain in your walk, or how are you at school, what I want to ask.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different sides to that. I think I'll go this way at first. When I first, like, started doing everything, it was a bit different for everyone because, you know, they always knew me as just, you know, Madison or just as Maddie. And then when I kind of became Maddie Ray, they were just kind of like, whoa, like, you have your own TV show, like, you just released an album. They were just kind of like, what? Like, what is going on? Maddie, what are you doing? So that at first was a bit shocking for everyone, but they've kind of gotten used to it now. And I think, you know, a lot of them, they don't see me just as, oh, she's famous or, you know, she does this and that. But I think they do see me as, you know, a spiritual leader at times at school, because I do try to walk out my faith with my friends. I go to a Christian school, so that does help. You know, a lot of my friends are Christians. And I think they just see, you know, they see how much I love God and how much I try not to compromise, because it can be difficult at school with all the, you know, peer pressure and, you know, seeing your friends do certain things that maybe you don't believe in or that you don't think, you know, that should be the choice that you should make. And it can get complicated at times or a bit difficult, you know, with different temptations that come at you. But I always try to just really stay firm in my faith and in what I believe and the different boundaries I have, the different standards that I have. I try to really hold to those things. And I think, you know, as I'm at school, I really just try to be bold in my faith. I help when we have chapels at school. I help in our worship and everything, leading my peers into worship and really just letting them see me, just how close I am to God, and letting them see the relationship that I have with God. And I think that it really does encourage them and helps them to get closer to God as well.
Well, Maddie, it is such a pleasure having you on our show. One other question that I had, when you created the album, your third album, Overflow, what did you draw from? Where did you get your energy? How did you come up with the title and the different titles of the songs? How did you come up with those?
That's a good question. I think, when we first were doing the album, we were going to go into a different direction, and we, at first, were going to do something different. And then through different complications and different things that were going on, we wound up deciding to go in a different direction, and the creative team, everyone that was behind it, they really wanted to see, you know, what was in my heart and what I wanted to do through the album, because, you know, when it was first going, it was kind of other people's ideas, but they kind of wanted to get my side of what I wanted to do as we redirected the album. And at that time, I really started getting into, I started leading more praise and worship at my church, where I would go, where I would lead on Sunday mornings, on Friday nights, and start leading in that. And my voice started to get better, and it started to grow and mature more. And so I started doing more of that, and praise and worship just really started to just be a big deal in my life. So I think when they came to me and they said that they wanted to see, you know, my thoughts and what I wanted to do, I really felt that God just put on my heart to make the album and name it Overflow, because that was something that was really going on in my life. When I started leading praise and worship, I really just started to feel God's anointing. People would say, like, wow, your voice is anointed, or I really felt God's presence, and just different things like that. And I really just began to feel God just overflow in my life and just really start to use me. So as I created the album, it was really just things that came from within me. And as I would write, you know, the lyrics that I would come up with, God was really just very influential in the album, just really helping me with all the words. I would sit in the studio not knowing what to say, kind of like, oh, I'm stuck. I don't know what to put for this chorus or this verse. And, you know, I'd really just ask God to help me, and it would just flow out of me, hence the word overflow. That's what it was all about, was really just being connected with the Holy Spirit and really just engaging him to produce the songs that he wanted, the songs that he wanted to get to his generation, because I really feel that I can be a voice to my generation, and I wanted all of the songs, all of the lyrics to be directed to them and how they can enhance their relationship with God. So from the song titles to the lyrical content, it really just came from within me of all that God was pouring into my life and what he wanted me to say.
And so you had a very big part of putting the album together, because I think I heard you say when we came
yes.
together and I was producing the album, so, wow, you're such a busy teenager. Now, I know you've got your show, you have your show, you're writing songs, you're singing. Is there any time for Maddie to be a teenager?
well, I try. I'm very a part of our church. I'm very involved there. All the Maddie Ray ministry that I do comes from my church. It all comes from there, Church of Joy. People just support me so much. But I'm very involved there with everything that I do. So when you say time to be a normal teenager, I at times, you know, I'll go to, like, you know, school basketball games or football games, do things like that. And I do get a lot of slack from my friends at times where they're always like, Maddie, you never come to the events or you never do this and that. And I'm like, I know I'm busy. But I don't really mind it that much because I enjoy what I do. And, you know, everything that I do, it's just, it is my life. And it's what I've grown up in because my parents are pastors and I've grown up in ministry my entire life. So it's just something that I'm used to. It is normal for me to be at the church and I love being at the church. It's not a burden to me at all. It's not something that I, you know, say, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to church. It's something that I enjoy doing. You know, I enjoy being a part of different programs at our church. We have dance teams, step teams, drill teams. I'm a part of the dance team. I help with that. We do different productions at the church. I'm a part of all of that. And it's something that I really do enjoy, which is why I encourage young people to stay in church and to be a part of it, because church really is a great place. And it's where I love being. It's where I spend most of my time. And I just really enjoy it.
That is fantastic. That's really, really great. Now, Maddie, if you saw or do you ever mentor smaller ones? Have you give them a word? It's of a teenager who looked like he or she may be in need of a word. Do you have a word that you know, give a teenager pretty much at any given moment or any given time?
Yeah, well, I think really the message that I have is really the greatest testimony that I share with people and about how they need to overflow with their love for God. And, you know, I do get young people that come up to me, and if there's any young people that are listening, I would really just say to first give your life to Jesus if you haven't, to really just accept him into your life and to really surrender your life to him. And also, once you've done that, to really just go hard after God and to not be ashamed, to not let, you know, friends or other people influence you in a different direction, but to really just give your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul to Jesus, and to get plugged into a church. And once you're a part of that church, stay in the church. Don't walk away from God. Don't walk away from the church. If that church isn't working out, then you need to try to stay in church. Don't give up on it, because sometimes people will give up on church. And I think that's really sad, because the church has so many things to offer, and it's such a great place. And it really will just help you in your life, in different areas of your life. So I would say to any young person out there to really to just stay in the church, to go after God, to not walk away from him, but to just live your life completely for him and in pursuit of him. So that's what I would say to any young person out there. And I think my music also says different things like that in it. And you can also get my music online. If you go onto MaddieRae.com, all of my music is on there. You can find pictures on there. You can find information on there about bookings, anything like that. If there's any pastors listening right now, you know, book me for your youth group, your children's ministry. I would love to do that. You can also check out my music on iTunes, on Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play, anywhere you get your music, my music should be on there. And you can also check out my social media stuff, because I also put a lot of stuff on there, encouraging words, things about the greatest testimony. On Instagram is Official Maddie Rae, Facebook's Official Maddie Rae, Periscope and Twitter is Maddie Rae Tweets. And also, if there's any young people out there that have Snapchat, you can add me on I Am Maddie Rae.
Well, it has definitely been a pleasure, Maddie Rae, having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. I can honestly say I am totally in awe of you and being such a articulate teenager. You say you're 17 years old. I just love listening to you speaking and everything that you're doing in your community, in your church, around the younger people, teenagers. I definitely, definitely applaud you for all that you're doing and being so uplifting and encouraging. You're definitely an encouraging person for the younger generation. I definitely applaud you. And again, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it as well.
Thank you, and you be blessed and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. We would like to thank our sponsors, the Marshy Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Prevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernavee@dmarshy.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Romans 8, the 24th to the 28th verse, King James Version of the Bible. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, yet hope for. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. And leaving you with this, our closing song, Release the Sound, by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify. Of days.